The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
I also want to thank all the groups. You guys are a huge support in affecting the lives of right now hundreds of people, hopefully thousands, 10,000s, 100,000s moving on. It's in the early stages with our foundation, our family foundation, supporting special needs kids, military, and junior golf are our three pillars. Y'all's support in this event is huge for us each year, and we certainly really appreciate it and hope that you're getting out of it what you've obviously donated back. So you'll see some examples tonight and kind of go more in depth with what you're supporting, but it means the world to us. That's about it. I'll turn it over to you to give us the rules, but everyone go out there and have a good time.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews in with you, and you just heard from Jordan Spieth. We were fortunate enough to be part of the Jordan Spieth Family Foundation Golf Tournament, played here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area at the TPC Four Seasons at Las Colinas earlier this week, and Jordan brought in some of his friends from the PGA Tour and then a lot of other people from around the North Texas area came in and played and contributed, put in over $100,000 to help the Jordan Spieth Family Foundation, which was the third annual. Seems like it's fresh and new, which it is, because Jordan's fresh and new on the PGA Tour, so it's the third one that he's had and more successful than any other. So join us in the Nashville studios. Frank Bassett also was here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for the tournament as well. You got back safely, I guess, Frank? Everything's good?
I did. I'm back. It was a fabulous time. What a great time. And our good friends, the Jordan Spieth Family Foundation, number one, is a fabulous foundation. They do a great job. The whole event was first class, as you well know. We were both there. A lot of fun, a lot of friends that you had that were out of the Dallas area playing in it, and our friends from the PGA Tour, and of course the Spieth family themselves, and wow, just it was very exciting and very fun. I'm tired. I'm back in Nashville and ready to hit the road again, heading to Sanderson Farms next week. But gotta say something for the Azalea House and AzaleaHospitality.com. Billy and Marcus are very good friends with the Spieth family. I can't give away a lot of the reasoning behind that because of the Masters, but it was like family week, and they embraced us just like family. Jordan, Zach, Ryan Palmer, Stephen Bowditch, Mr. and Mrs. Spieth. Incredible, just incredible time, and it was just fun. Then you had Art Selinger was there, by the way, playing your buddy from the Long Drive.
Yeah, good friend Art Selinger. Mr. Long Drive himself was there helping out and playing just as a regular guy playing. And they raised, as we said, a lot of money for a very, very good cause. There are three pillars of the Jordan Spieth Family Foundation: special needs kids, military, and junior golf. And all that money goes to very, very good causes. As a matter of fact, we had a chance. Frank and I were going around the golf course during the tournament. We weren't playing. We were working. Working hard on the golf tournament.
I know.
Tasting the food, making sure everybody's food was well prepared.
Whoa. Time out. Yeah, right there. Yeah. Tasting the food? Tim, I had to drag you away from the brisket bar.
Oh, that was good.
How many briskets did you have? They were good.
73. I believe I lost count after that, but I think it was 73. Pretty good.
It was
pretty good
the stuff. The avocado, they have an avocado, avocado bar, I should say. Brisket, grilled cheese sandwiches, thick, big. Augusta,
it was all
National
Four Seasons food because it was held at the Four Seasons Resort. So they got the chef from the – I mean, you couldn't ask for better food. It was just a first-class operation the whole way around. Everybody had a great time, beautiful weather, and a lot of success. We did have a chance with our microphone to go around and talk to some of the different guys. We're going to let you hear some of that. And first and foremost, let's talk to the man himself, the guy who puts it on, who, as we've said before, is well beyond his years, might be 23, acts more like he's 43 or 53 as far as maturity goes. And here's Jordan Spieth talking about a lot of different things. We talked Ryder Cup. We talked about the foundation, the golf course, his career, a lot of different things. So here's a few minutes with Jordan Spieth from a few days ago.
All right, Jordan, obviously today is a special day for you. This is the third one you've had now, the foundation. And we were talking with some of the other players. You guys kind of trade off with each other and go to their events. They come to your events. But just talk a little bit about why this is important to you, the family foundation, everything you put together.
Yeah, it's obviously very important. We've had all three pillars. I've been very close to me personally and to our family, obviously, starting with my little sister being born with special needs. And felt like even a few years ago, we were in a good enough position to be able to give back, established enough on tour to be able to be able to have an event like this, attract these kinds of people to raise the money we can to give back. It's been really special. I mean, we've had unbelievable support that, better than we could have imagined. People just dropping, traveling across the country to come here. Some people, we got a guy from China from Superstroke that's here, just coming for this event. I mean, it really is special. Why it's important. I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, with military, they're the reason that we're even able to have our freedoms here. There's a lot of organizations for wounded warriors that need our help, need people's help to kind of come back from war, come back to reality. We try and help in that sense. Special needs. We reach out locally and nationally to just try and support different programs to help them, whether it's become a member of society in the future, you know, be able to work and kind of be independent, or it's just programs that parents can't afford for their kids that maybe we can help out a little with. And then junior golf, obviously, there's a few junior golf programs, drive, chip, and putt with the first tee, AJGA, other initiatives that help grow the game of golf, which obviously is the reason for all this. So it's pretty simple.
I was talking with Cameron at the Payne Stewart Cup yesterday, and you've worked with him for forever and ever. He tells a lot of stories about when you guys started when you were young. Do you feel like you were, everybody says you're, you know, a young guy with an old brain, and you think more like a mature person. And even he was saying when you were 12 and 13, you were doing things that he didn't expect 12 and 13 year olds to be focusing on and thinking. Is that a conscious thing for you? It's just your personality. It's just the way you are.
I think at times, maybe, and other times I'm certainly my age or younger than my age, but, yeah, I think the way we attack golf and the way we attack goals, you know, I owe a lot to my parents for helping me set goals and kind of putting me on the right path to be able to achieve them. I think in that sense, you know, we're maybe ahead of the game, but I'm still a normal 23-year-old too. So hopefully we continue on the path that we want with our goals, and whether that's on course or it's an event like this where we really feel like we can make a difference, because this is what a lot of guys on tour do. The PGA Tour sets this example for us. I mean, they give more than all the other major sports organizations combined back to charity. And they're the ones that are setting the example for us. I see it with my peers, the other players on tour. So it's just, you know, to me, it's nothing special. It's just something that, you know, my peers are doing that is needed and is needed by other people, which we have more than we need. We play golf for a living and we make a great living. You know, we can help people that don't necessarily have the funds to do what they need to do or to kind of live a normal life, then, you know, maybe we can help.
How are you feeling about your game right now?
I unpacked my clubs yesterday from the 16th hole at the Ryder Cup. So today is the second round. I drove the ball well yesterday. Short game's a little rusty, but that normally comes around for me. So I'm resting. I don't play for another 4 or 5 weeks. So I'm really taking it easy, making sure I'm giving myself a full off season and ready to attack 2016 from the end of, I mean, ready to attack the end of 2016 leading into 17. So I'm excited about what next year holds for us.
Curious about what you were thinking about Tiger and his comeback, whenever that may be. We thought it was going to be last week. But as a competitor of his, but also someone who was younger and looked up to him growing up,
yeah.
Are you anxious for him to get back?
Sure.
A little bit scary because he's another great golfer you'd have to beat, but you're anxious for him to be in the field?
Well, it's been a dream of mine to be able to come down the 18th hole battling with Tiger Woods. I mean, I think that I'll get that opportunity again. You know, I think he's taking this rehab, obviously slower, more deliberate in it, making sure that, you know, he's not only driving range ready, but golf course ready. So you know what, whenever he comes back, whether it's later this year, or next year, or 2-3 years from now, I mean, you see what Phil's able to do, and he's what, 5 or 6 years older than Tiger, you know, with the shape that Tiger's in, which he's in great shape right now. You imagine that, you know, that competitive edge is back, and he'll be back on the golf course doing great things. So we hope he is. All of us do. He was phenomenal in our pod and in our team room at the Ryder Cup. You could tell he wants to be back out there hitting the shots, though, and creating those roars. So no doubt he will.
All right. Have fun today. Yes, appreciate yes. it.
Sure.
Thanks, Jordan.
Sure.
Take care.
And there was Jordan Spieth just on Tuesday talking about a lot of different things. Such a nice guy, isn't he, Frank? I mean, it goes kind of unsaid, and people go on and on about it. We talked to his parents as well, Chris, his mom, and Sean, his dad, and actually complimented them. Not that they haven't heard that before, but he's just He's just a genuinely nice guy. You like talking to him. He's polite. He's friendly. He's too perfect. He's too good.
He's a gentleman. I mean, he's an old soul. He's a gentleman. He's a great young man. He's very engaging and endearing and treated us like we've known him for 100 years. I mean, a big old hug at the end of the day and thank you for being here. Please come back every year. His parents want us back every year and other events that they'll be doing. There'll be more that they'll do during the year. So, yeah, what a great time we had. And by the way, at the gala that night, I think you had left. They had these gorgeous, what are they called? In the middle of the table. What's that called? The arrangement, the flowers. The
flowers, whatever. Okay. Centerpiece.
Yeah, flowers. Well, the centerpiece, but the centerpieces were miniature Jordan Spieth AT&T golf bags. It's really cool.
Ooh.
So
ooh.
That's sitting here in my office right now in our studio here in Nashville.
I'm sure it is.
So
yeah.
They said you could have it. So
no, they didn't, Frank. Don't lie to anybody. Nobody said you should
yes,
take it.
Yes, they did. I didn't steal it.
If they want
your
it back,
office
I'll send
filled
it.
With stolen stuff. Yeah. Everything you got is stolen.
Well, and
like a pawn shop in there.
Like resort.
Yeah.
It is, really. But no, I took one of the roses, one of the white roses out. And his little sister was dancing on the dance floor. He had pretty red boots on. She was such a sweet thing. And she's dancing. There are a whole bunch of them on the dance floor. So I just walked out to the dance floor and reached out and handed her the rose. And she just grabbed my hand. She was so sweet.
Yeah.
Just really appreciated just a little gesture like that. And it was just like family. It was like a family event, which it is. So we're in every
well
year as long as they want us. As long as they want us, yeah.
It was a lot of fun. We had a great time there. All right, let's take a quick time out. And when we come back, we'll hear from Zach Johnson. Zach was in a great mood on Tuesday at the tournament. So we talked to Zach about, Ryder Cup and playing golf and his favorite football teams and which conference is better. I mean, we got into all kinds of stuff with Zach Johnson. And we're going to let you listen to it when we come back. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews in with you. We've been talking about the Jordan Spieth Family Foundation tournament that was taking place on Tuesday at the TPC Four Seasons at Las Colinas. There is a PGA Tour level event going on. It's a CIMB Classic taking place around the world at Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Derek Fother, Keegan Bradley, and Justin Thomas all finished today because it's already nighttime in Kuala Lumpur with 8-under 64. So they have a one-shot lead over Paul Casey. Comes in with a 7-under 65, so that's the first round complete at the CIMB Classic as the fall season continues on the PGA Tour. Back to the Jordan Spieth Family Foundation. We had such a great time on Tuesday. We were saying some other guys were there from the PGA Tour, being able to share in the festivities with Jordan Spieth and help out as much as they could. And that includes one of our favorite guys, Zach Johnson. He was there, had a great time playing golf, and we had a chance to talk to him right when he was finished playing about a little bit of everything, a little Ryder Cup. He wanted to talk a little college football, so here's Zach Johnson.
First of all, did you have fun today? How'd you play?
Yeah.
Good cause. I mean, this is something you guys do for each other, so you had a good time?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, all the above, right? Yeah. Tremendous day. Great great guys, you know. I mean, that just came out, had a day off work, and had fun. And especially at a venue like this, you know. We're standing right behind the Byron Nelson statue. Lord Byron. Pretty special. And then obviously with Jordan, his family, and those three pillars of giving they have, it makes it that much more more special and certainly worthy of everybody's time.
I'm assuming you're feeling pretty good about your game at this point because you're talking to Ryan and some other guys that haven't played as much lately, and they're like, I'm working on some stuff.
Yeah.
You feeling pretty good?
Well, I mean, the last time I touched my utensils here was the Sunday of the Ryder Cup.
That's what Jordan said.
So, I don't know if I feel great, but, I mean, I felt great at the Ryder Cup, so, I mean, you know, I guess I'm still in that mode, but, I got some time off. This is my time. I take a good 5 to 6 weeks off, stay with the family, fulfill some obligations, but for the most part, I work on my game. I try to get in the gym a lot, and I'll get ready for the RSM tournament back home on St. Simons. And then, you know, once January comes around, I'm fresh, I'm rested, hopefully I'm a little bit stronger and willing and able. So, you know, the fall is my time to take a respite and just, you know, kind of be a dad and be a husband like I should be. You know, I play 24 to 26 weeks depending upon the year, and that's enough at my age.
I have to ask you, even though it's a few weeks ago now at the Ryder Cup, but do you still pinch yourself? Because if you talk to most tour players, they never get a chance to play in the Ryder Cup, right? So, I mean, it's pretty elite that you get to even play. then you get to win, which obviously has been rare for the U.S. lately to be able to win. Do you pinch yourself sometimes and say, no, I'm going to look back when I'm 60, 70 years old and go, those are some pretty cool times?
Yeah, I don't take it for granted. I mean, especially the weeks leading up to it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here. I'd be lying to you if I didn't say it was on my mind from the beginning of the year, because it was, and it always has been, especially, you know, knowing, representing my country, first and foremost. Second, having a captain like Davis and our associate captains, vice captains, those four other gentlemen that I admire, and just being a part of that team. I mean, it's just so special. So I don't take that week for granted, win or lose. But I can finally sit here and tell you I'm finally on the winning side, and it feels pretty good. I mean, I was going up to a lot of the European boys because they're buddies of mine. Mm-hmm. You know, the vice captains are more of my peers, quite honestly. And you know, I kind of made the comment, you know, so this is what this feels like, you know. I mean, because I didn't know, you know. I mean, I you know, it's not about individual records at that point. You know, I don't really care what that shows. I just want to hoist that Ryder Cup trophy as a team. And it was an awesome week. It was an awesome time leading up to it. And I mean, we truly gelled and became a team. You know, there was frustrations at times, but healthy frustrations. There's communication at all times, and I think that's just paramount with a good team. And, you know, the captains wanted our input, but they made the hard decisions when they needed to, and you have to trust that and respect that. And, man, I mean, it's just the best week in golf. And, you know, I tip my cap to the other team because they're very good, and I know they'll be hungry in France in 2 years, but I'm going to relish and enjoy this one.
I'm curious, too, about Tiger, who's there as a alternate captain and around you guys. And we thought we were going to see him play at Safeway, and he decided not to. What do you think? Because a lot of what golf is today is because of what Tiger's done in the last 20 years or
Absolutely.
So what are you feeling about him coming back or not coming back or wherever that stands?
I mean, Tiger's a good friend, so I'm going to sit here and tell you the honest to God truth. I want him to come back. I want him to come back on his terms. I want him to come back when he's healthy and willing and able. And, you know, do we need him back? I don't know if we need him back. But, man, oh, man, it sure would be nice, because there's no one that's done, certainly in the modern era, for the game of golf, that Tiger Woods has done. Both from a you know, raising the level of PGA Tour corporately, you know, charity-based, everything. I mean, the whole gamut. He's the one that's elevated it. And there's been some other guys. I know Phil, certainly, and some of those guys have certainly helped, but Tiger was the needle pusher there. But more than that, he's raised the ceiling as a competitor, and you know, he's kind of the guy that made us all hungry. I mean, he's my age, so it's hard for me to say that he was, you know, I didn't look up to him. I was just trying to ride his coattails at times, you know. And you know, some of these young kids, like I said, the game's in a great state. That's their, you know, that's their Jack Nicklaus, that's their Tom Watson, that's their Arnold Palmer, that's their, well, for me, you know, their Davis Love, their Tom Lehman, their Payne Stewart. That's who Tiger is, and I get that. As it should be. So, I mean, I want him back. I just want him back healthy. You know, I would love for these young kids to get a taste of, well, the wrath of Tiger at some point, because, you know, we had to battle that for a number of years, and, you know, but I wouldn't change a second of it, because he elevated the game. And, you know, the beauty of Tiger is if he doesn't come back, he's still going to be a part of the game. He's still going to elevate this game and continue to, you know, certainly being an ambassador and an endorser of our product. And I loved having him as a vice captain. I mean, I had numerous conversations on the phone. He was so in. I mean, shoot, there's a point in time when I'd look in the mirror and say, okay, I'm playing. He's not. I think he's more in than I am, you know. So, I mean, it was pretty impressive to see how big of a deal it was, how the magnitude of what the Ryder Cup means. I wasn't surprised. I mean, I'm not going to say I was surprised or shocked, because it is to everybody. But he was fully vested, and he knew his role, and he went and did his job. And that was kind of our deal. That was our motto. Just go do your job. Us players, captains, staff behind the scenes, we all just came together and did our job.
I got to ask you before I let you go. You're a Big Ten growing up.
Mm.
Now you're SEC country.
Yeah.
Has it changed anything for you?
Yeah.
Are you an SEC guy now?
No. It's changed.
Thank God. Okay, thank you.
The fact that I still have a slight disdain, if not more so disdain, for the SEC.
Thank you very much.
No.
God bless you.
Hey, no, I say
I'm from
that.
Chicago.
I get it. I mean, I'm pro Big Ten, but I respect the SEC. You can't not. I mean, shoot, the venues, the beauty of it is, I think you're talking about two conferences where the pageantry and Collegetown USA is paramount. You know, whether it's Tuscaloosa or Baton Rouge Athens, Georgia, Knoxville, or you go into Madison or East Lansing, well, yeah, Iowa City. Happy Valley. I mean, Lincoln. I mean, they're all just so different, but yet also have a lot of similarities. And, I mean, I'm a college football junkie. So, it, Clemson, ACC, that place is football, powerhouse now, too, and special. So, I'm just glad it's the fall.
All right, Zach. Appreciate it, man.
My pleasure.
Thanks so much.
PGA Tour great Zach Johnson taking a few minutes to talk to us at the Jordan Spieth Family Foundation on Tuesday, and just a great guy. And you can sit there and talk with him, and he'll talk with you like you've known each other for 20 years about almost anything. But just and Frank, I think the what spoke the most to me of what he had to say, aside from the Tiger Woods and Ryder Cup and all that, was how much disdain he has for the SEC. And that's what I got out of it.
Thank you. Yes.
That's the best part of it.
We didn't catch it. We didn't catch it on tape or on the recorder. But just when we finished, we were standing there, and I said, thanks a lot, Zach. Remember Ole Miss, Oxford is a big college town. He said, yeah, what's that pig suey thing? And he started hammering me and didn't let go. Remember, he hit me for about 3 minutes about Ole Miss.
And shut yourself
he said,
up.
Now, who's your coach there? Hugh Freeze. He said, Hugh Freeze is a great man. So, yeah, Zach, boy, what a special guy he is. And, you know, he's a brand ambassador, whatever. He plays Seymour Putters, our good friend Jim Grunberg. He said, tell Jimmy Boy I said hi. And so Zach's just an all-around fabulous man, father, husband. He's just a great guy and great ambassador for the PGA Tour. And his foundation, too, which we've been invited to play in a tournament or come cover it. So it'll be fun.
Yeah,
It was a great time.
We had a wonderful time. Everybody was so genuine, so nice. As I said, we'll hear later next week probably from Chris and Sean Spieth, his parents. We also talked with Ryan Palmer and Stephen Bowditch, some other pros. So we'll stick that in then probably the next couple of shows coming up. But everybody had a great time. And we were hosted
by Harrison Frazier.
We were hosted by the great people at Azalea that, boy, they know how to put on a good time too, don't they?
Oh, geez. AzaleaHospitality.com. If you need anything for any tournament or Masters, U.S. Open, Open Championship, PGA, Ryder Cup, whatever, check out AzaleaHospitality.com. They're our host week in and week out. They are travel partners. And, boy, are they loved by the Spieth family. I mean, come on. They're like great friends. And, wow, what a good time. And Marcus, yeah. Billy, Chris in the background this week. Chris couldn't leave Chicago, but he worked for us. Up from afar, from Chi-Town. But, yeah, it was fun. And Marcus and Billy were really excited about the upcoming events. We're going to be doing the Shriners Hospitals for Children in Las Vegas. We'll be in the clubhouse, invited by the tournament director and the executive director. We're trying to get Dickie Pride in that tournament as an exemption. So yeah. They asked me to talk to Jordan, and I did, if you recall. I said, Jordan, you want to come play in the Shriners? And he said, Frank, I need some rest. I've got to take a break. So, but maybe we'll get him to the Shriners next year.
We'll see. We'll see if we can. It's a good tease, actually, because we're at the end of this show, but it's a good tease for tomorrow's show. Dickie Pride joins us every Friday and talks a little golf, but also talks college football, because just like so many guys on the tour, including Zach Johnson, as you just heard, Dickie is a huge college football fan. He has a few games every weekend that he likes to point out. So we'll be joined by Dickie Pride tomorrow to talk a little golf, a little college football, maybe the Cubs, who won last night, forcing a game five, or going into game five of the NLCS. We'll talk about a little bit of everything and have another great time. That should wrap things up for today. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Again, join us tomorrow when Dickie will be with us as well. So for Bobby Raymond and Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. You've been listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio, and we'll see you again tomorrow.